Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Now, we're talking about the gas crunch and everything. It's not a gas crunch. It's a bad... I shouldn't put it that way. We have gasoline. We're just paying a lot of money for it. Ted Bell is on the road this evening listening to what we're saying. He's the president of Beverly Hills Automobile Association. Have you been tracking gas prices at all, Ted?
Phil, we have tracked gas prices in the metropolitan Los Angeles area. They've gone up about 27 cents a gallon over the last... I'd say last month, so definitely there's been an increase in gasoline prices. I think really the worst part about all of this, though, is people complaining about the price of gasoline. We're going to have to sort of set our sights on who are the people that need the gasoline, I guess, and who are the people that are probably going to be better served taking public transportation. I think those are the things we're going to be looking at here over the next couple of months.
But as I said, we don't have a gas crisis. We have higher prices for gas.
There's plenty of gasoline. There's plenty of gasoline. There's plenty of refinable oil. There's plenty of, but it's the price is very high, and I hear a lot of people complaining about it. I don't know what to say about it other than if the price is too high for you, then we do have public transportation, and we do have Los Angeles has the Metrorail. Atlanta has MARTA, Metroline in Miami, the BART in San Francisco, on and on and on and on and on. You can go to talk about these things. But I really think that the best thing to do is to take a look at your life and take a look at your needs and see what you want to do and how to weather this storm in terms of the higher prices.
Well, if we're talking about prices of gasoline going up, they're not coming down, are they?
I don't know, Phil. I don't look at it the same way, you know.
Well, how do you look at it?
Well, first of all, $3.15 a gallon for a gallon of gasoline doesn't really bother me. And let me just qualify this. And
how could $3.15 a gallon not bother anybody? That is,
Phil. Let me qualify, okay?
All right, go ahead.
In other words, I make a little bit more money than the average guy, I guess, okay? I drive an XJR Jaguar. That's a Turbo 8. It's fully loaded. It's a convertible. I use my car phone a lot. And what that means is if you see a guy in an XJR Jaguar, are you familiar with what kind of car that is?
Am I familiar with what?
Are you familiar with the XJR?
It's the new Jag? Is that a Ford or a...
It's... Let me tell you something. It is a beautiful, beautiful piece of machinery. I'm thinking about it almost seriously brings tears to my eyes because I do love cars so very, very deeply. But the XJR and my car phone, when you see a guy in an XJR, let's say, and he's holding a car phone, what you're looking at, and I'll give you a little test, Phil, what do you think you're looking at? Other than what, you know, maybe you're jealous or maybe you don't like the guy.
If I'm looking at a guy in an XJR holding a car phone, what am I looking at?
Right.
I'm looking at a obviously wealthy man.
You're looking at a guy using his office, all right? That becomes an office, Phil. That is my office. I am moving from one part of town to the next. I am talking to different people on my car phone. I am setting up business appointments. I am sometimes closing business deals. In other words, Phil, what I'm doing is I am attempting to conduct business. It's not the same as some other guy who, I don't know, is complaining about the price of gas, can't afford it, or whatever the situation is.
And all right, well, what you're telling me is that you are not a guy bothered by the price of gas. What I want to know, and I don't know whether or not you have a limit, but what I want to know is, as a member of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, what do you recommend to people who are... You're not bothered by the price of gas, I take it, because you make a lot of money, right?
I make a comfortable living, yeah.
So, in other words, you don't care how high the price goes?
No, it's not that I don't care, Phil. It's that $3.15 a gallon, $2.60, that's not going to have an impact on me. I'm in my office. I'm in a Jaguar. I have a telephone. I'm in my office. You take some other guy out there who's complaining about the price of gas, the recommendation would be from the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, and we have recommended a couple of levels. Our recommendation is to start using public transportation. I don't ride the bus because I can't stand around at a bus stop Armani doesn't, I don't know what you want to, it doesn't travel well. I don't know what you want to say about it.
Well, you can't stand around at a bus stop, but you're saying that the guy who's complaining about the price of gas...
Obviously, he can't afford it, and so therefore he's not doing business in the rarefied air that I am, and so therefore he can go the public transportation route. He can go the Metro line route. I'm going to tell you a little story, and I want your listeners to hear this, Phil, as we talk about these high gas prices. My mother and father didn't get along. My mother was not a very, she didn't have a lot of character. I think that's the reason why my father eventually divorced her. After he divorced my mother, she started riding a bus to take it to work. And I'm going to tell you something. Riding that bus, Phil, gave her character. She became a very, very formidable woman. She had weak character when she was married to my father. That's why he divorced her. But she rode a bus every single day into downtown Los Angeles to the TRW building, and now she has great intestinal fortitude and character because it taught her how to mix with people and how to get along in the world. I think that's what a lot of people...
All right, you're telling me a story about your mother and your father getting a divorce, and then after your mother got divorced from your dad, she had to ride a bus?
She had to ride the bus, yeah. And so what I'm saying is, riding a bus can give people a lot of character. It can give them that little step up that they need to compete in the world, Phil. Otherwise, you're lost. Now,
okay, so what do you say to the guy who says to you, Ted, why don't you ride a bus?
I don't ride a bus, Phil. I can't stand around at a bus stop. And I think that, excuse me for saying this, I think after 20 years in business, I've developed a little character whereby I don't need the character-developing qualities that come with riding a bus. I just told you about my mother. I'm sure there are many women and men in America right now who could use the same kind of character development.
And well, I don't know how we got a discussion of rising gas prices around a character development.
But that's the beauty of it, Phil. And I think that's something everybody ought to take a look at. If the gas prices are too high, I'm not saying they are for everybody, but if they are, maybe you need to toughen up.
So people who complain about gas prices aren't tough?
I'm just saying maybe they ought to toughen up. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Ted, hold the line, okay?
You got it.
Ted Bell has called in, Beverly Hills Automobile Association, and they do track the price of gas. They say that the average gallon of gasoline's gone up 27 cents a gallon in Southern California in the last month. He believes that the rising price of gas could mean more people using public transportation, and that's only a good thing. It develops character. Ted doesn't ride a bus, though, does he? He mentions that he drives an XJR Jaguar Turbo 8 fully loaded convertible. When he's in his Jag with his phone, that's his office. Armani doesn't travel well. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Is riding a bus, riding the Metro Line, riding MARTA, riding BART, riding the New York Subway, riding the Loop, is that a character-developing endeavor? And like Ted's mother, who was divorced by his father because she had weak character, developing character may mean riding a bus, which is what she did after her husband threw her out. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Pick up the best of the Phil Hendry Show CD, 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, at philhendryshow.com. And on Thursday night, we'll have a radiothon selling our best of CD. All of the proceeds, you probably wonder why it is we continually harp and carp about the bloody CD. It's because all of the proceeds from the sale of our CD go to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And this is not like, any money-making scheme on my part. It's bread that we give to My Friend's Place very willingly and freely. If you order it over the net, it's $3.50 shipping and handling. But I think if you order it online, or if you order it over the phone or during our radiothon, oh, it's the same price? Okay, well, whatever. But at least it'll be easier to order. On the line with us, Ted Bell from the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, and you're also the owner of a very good steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yep, and we're now entering our 15th year of operation, too, Phil, so we're very, very excited about that.
Well, congratulations. Good restaurant. And you're talking about the need for a lot of people, if they're going to be impacted by rising gas prices, to take public transportation. You said something interesting. You said it was a character builder.
Right. And I go back to the experience, Phil, of my mother, who was thrown out by my father because she lacked character. But after my father threw her out and she was forced to ride a bus into downtown Los Angeles every day to go to work, she suddenly became very formidable and has become a great, great woman. And so I think about that an awful lot when I think about transportation. It's not just a way to get from point A to point B, Phil. It's a way to build character, and I think that during this gas, price hike, we can all, I think, stand to learn a little bit about that.
Okay, we were calling it a gas crunch. It's not. There's plenty of gas. It's just a lot of money being made per gallon.
That's absolutely right.
All right, let's go to Sarasota on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know how many miles a month he drives.
Oh, my God.
Because I drive every night. And I put on 1,000 miles a week in my car.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of driving. I'm doing a lot of driving. I'll probably in a year, I'll do 20,000-25,000 miles.
Sir, I beat you by 25,000 miles.
You do 1,000 miles a week times four.
Pardon me?
You do 1,000 miles a week.
Plus.
All right, so that's 4,000 miles. That's 36,000 miles in a year. All right, so you beat me by 11,000 miles. Point being, I do a lot of work in my car. I'm on the car phone constantly.
I'm in my car all day long.
Do you have a car phone? Do you have a car phone?
What do you think I'm talking to you on?
Well, I don't know whether you're calling from your car phone or not. Are you?
I'm calling from my car phone.
All right, so you're calling from your car. What kind of car do you have?
The gas here is $1.779.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a van.
All right, see, that doesn't.
Chevy Astro van.
No.
Oh,
you got to be kidding me.
Who are you impressing on a Jag?
An Astro,
you think that you're any better than anybody else?
No, wait a second. It's an XJR.
99% of the people in the United States do not drive around in Jags.
Well, the point being that 99% of the people in the United States are not doing the kind of business that I'm doing. I do seven figures.
Darling, there's multimillionaires that live here.
I do seven figures a year, just personal income, okay?
Hey, you wouldn't want to know some of the people that are around Sarasota, would you?
Well, you don't happen to know I'm driving a minivan, do you? Come on, let's get real.
Yes, I do know them.
Yeah, right.
Driving around in the minivan.
My XJR, okay? Look, I get 8 miles to the gallon, okay? So I am obviously contributing quite a bit to the economy in terms of the gas. I can afford it. I can afford it. That's what I'm saying.
What, to drive around in a Jag?
I can afford it.
Who are you impressing?
I'm not trying to impress anybody. What I'm trying to say is I do a lot of business. That's my office, okay?
There's a lot of people that use their vehicles for...
Well, look, I don't know why you're resisting.
Purposes.
Why are you resisting taking a bus? All right?
Why am I resisting taking a bus?
Why would this lady have to take a bus?
Because obviously
she drives... 2 o'clock in the morning? I don't think so.
You're driving a minivan, okay? That's a car that does not signify the ability to afford a higher price for a gallon of gasoline.
I put premium in my car, in my van, yes.
All I'm saying is riding a bus is a character builder. It helps people.
Well, then how come you're not riding a bus?
I don't need character, all right?
Oh, you don't need character? No, you just need to show off to everybody that you have a Jag?
Is that your character? I have a Jag, yeah. What do you
do? What do you do? Who cares?
That signifies that I do a lot of business.
No, it signifies that you're a jerk.
No, it signifies that I do a lot of business.
How does that signify you do a lot of business, Ted?
I'm sorry?
How does you driving a Jaguar signify that you do a lot of business?
Phil, nobody drives the XJR Turbo 8 unless they're making a significant income.
Whoopee-doo! You're just showing off!
And if I make a Jag...
Are you married?
Yes, my wife drives a Cadillac Escalade, all right?
Whoopee!
Okay.
Does that make her any better than anybody else?
It means that she... Obviously, is married to a guy...
I bet you that Phil puts his clothes on the same way you do.
I don't understand.
Does it make you any better than him?
Lady, I put my clothes on the same way you do, okay?
No, I don't think so, because I'm a female.
You don't wear clothes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how do you put them on?
Well, I wear other clothes, more clothes.
Well, whatever. You put clothes on, don't you?
I hope so.
All right, I put
but
my clothes on the same way
anybody.
You do.
Wait, so you so Ted, so you strap your clothes on in the morning?
I don't strap on anything.
Well, then you don't put your clothes on the same way this lady does, is what she's trying to say. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, Phil, you're missing the point of what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that there are those of us this gasoline price hike won't bother. There are those of us that it will. Ride the bus. It builds character is all I'm saying. It did it for my mother. It could do it for you.
All right, I understand that. We're talking about cars, is all, and kinds of cars. Grand Rapids on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say your call coming in doesn't speak for the majority of people. I live in Grand Rapids, and there is no public transportation from where I live and where I have to work every night. So the price of gas does bother me when I've got to pay almost $20 to fill half a tank of gas.
All right, do you have buses?
Not between where I work and where I live, I don't.
Well, all right, then I don't know what to tell you.
And maybe your mother's character building was due to your father stifling her, and when she finally got out of the marriage that wasn't any good, she got to be a better person because your father stifled her.
I don't think so. I think my mother was weak in a lot of areas. I love my mother, but when she started riding a bus, you know, there's a lot of angry people, and I sense hostility in you too, sir.
Well, you're just bragging about how you got the Jaguar, your Armani suits, and they don't travel well.
You can afford to have
a Jag and stuff, but don't brag to make it sound like you don't care what the price of gas is.
All I'm saying is you can't wear an Armani suit standing in a rainstorm. You can't do it.
Well, they make raincoats and umbrellas for people like you.
No, sir. They make raincoats
to get back and forth to work.
They don't make raincoats for me. They make them for you. I drive an XJR Jaguar Turbo 8. My wife has a Cadillac.
We know what you have, but the gentleman is saying, why can't you take a bus?
I can't do business on a bus.
Well, you're on the phone. What's it matter whether you're sitting on a bus?
I'm on a car phone, but I have to go from point A to point B. I can't stop and wait for somebody else getting on. The only thing I'm saying, Phil, and I think your listeners are missing the point, there are those of us whose income connotes a sizable amount of business that they do each day for the economy. We have to have cars.
Yeah, and that's fine, but we're talking about the price of gas. It doesn't matter whether
Does the price of gas bother you?
Sure does.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Well, that's fine. I'm
I
glad
couldn't
to
care
hear
less.
That. But, you know,
then you should ride a bus.
It bothers.
If you complain, ride a bus. That's all I'm saying. If it doesn't bother
you. Well, if you want to pay for the bus to come
all the way out to my house. I'll do it. Great.
Show 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The price of gas, wow. The good news is there's no shortage of gas, it's just expensive. And it's just gone up, in the last month in Southern California. We have Ted Bell of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association on the line with us. It's gone up about 27 cents a gallon in just the last 30 days here in Southern California. There is one gas station. Do you, Ted, you know the station in Beverly Hills? It's 315.
Yeah, I heard you. $3.15 full service.
$3.15 full service with premium.
Right. I think that is not that extreme. That is a full service premium. Full service premium is fairly common.
Would you pay that?
I wouldn't have a problem paying it. So
you wouldn't have a problem paying that?
No.
Why? Let me ask you something. Why don't you take the bus? Why don't you just...
Well, I don't need to take the bus.
And yeah, but it would be prudent of you, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't go on the bus, Phil. One of the problems with public transportation and public transportation in a lot of the major communities, you get a lot of the people who ride the bus. You know, a lot of the infirmed and the disfigured, there's the scent of urine when you get on a bus. It's not my thing. It's not my cup of tea.
And the scent of urine, huh?
Well, I don't know, but what I'm saying is it's not my cup of tea. But I think there are people who could use it if they can't afford the gas. you know, from one point to the next, but you see a lot of the disfigured and the infirmed.
Well, I think that riding a bus, if it prices, even if price doesn't matter, if it's just a matter of trying to get other people to ride the bus, you know.
Well, it forces you to mix with people that you ordinarily wouldn't mix with. I don't mix with those people.
Those people being who?
The ones, generally the disfigured and the infirm, the ones that'll ride the bus. I don't do that. I don't do that. So,
okay, 1-800-449-8686. You don't do that.
Well, I think you're making me sound like I don't think. I think you're making me sound.
I'm not making you sound anyway.
Well, you're making me sound as if I think I'm some kind of a great guy. I'm just saying, I have an XJR. Why would I ride the bus?
Got it. Here is Orlando on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What a jerk! What a jerk! Who do you think he is?
I beg your pardon.
I mean, what a jerk! Is that what money does to you? Make you think that you're better than everybody else?
No, ma'am.
Because you drive an XRJ, big whooping deal.
XJR.
Or XJR, whatever.
Well, no, it's not whatever. It's an XJR. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't know what.
Is that what money does to you, though?
No, what money does is you know what is important and you know what isn't important. I've got to remain mobile. I have to have access to a car.
And so that makes you.
Have you ridden buses?
Oh yeah, I've ridden buses.
Then
before.
You know what I mean about the disfigured.
No, I don't.
What
have
do you mean
car.
The dis-
I'm
What do you mean
nurse,
the disfigured?
Sir, so disfigured. What? That sounds kind of. You know. That even makes you less.
No, I'm just
less
saying.
Less of a. I mean.
You're telling
what
me.
What kind of a human being are you to on radio where people hear it all over to say, I'm better than to ride with a disfigured or the infirm?
No, I'm saying I don't do that. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm saying that I can't ride where there is the scent of urine. All right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But what
okay.
is that?
But
what
you,
what
you
is that
can?
Got to do? What
you
has
can?
That got to do with being prudent with your money? I mean, did you start out riding in that big fancy car?
No, I did not. I started out as a young man. I was in the restaurant business. My father owned a restaurant. I worked my way up. But I got to the point where I recognized that there is a concentrated amount of money in this country, and if those people are not allowed to do their job, then everything grinds to a halt. Don't keep me from doing my job. I need my car. You, on the other hand, I don't know what you... Turn the diamond lanes into premium-only lanes, all right? So that if you're only using premium gas, you can use the diamond lane. Now, you, I don't know what you do for a living. What kind of a car do you drive? All of these things...
I drive a Cougar.
Okay, so that's...
A 99 Cougar.
99 Cougar.
Right.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
All right, see what I'm saying? In other words, you could take a bus to work. What difference does it make? You're in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Where do you work?
Yeah.
Mercy Hospital?
No, that's neither here nor
right.
there.
Well,
why could I take a bus?
Because you're a
why
nurse.
Why am I not?
You're a nurse. You're not closing multi-million-dollar deals.
How do you know that? How do I know you do what you say you do?
Well, I guess
you just sound like a big...
I'll give you my whole
phone
number.
And yet you say you're not saying you're not better than anybody else.
I'm not. I don't think I'm better than anyone else.
Then
why,
Ted, then why can't you say...
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Then if you don't think...
Ashamed and embarrassed.
If you don't think you're better than...
anybody that knows you should be embarrassed for knowing you.
Oh, wait a minute, man.
No, wait a minute, Ted. I want to ask you something. If you don't think you're better than anybody else, why are you saying you can't ride in a bus? Because there's the scent of urine?
I don't do that. I don't do that.
Why? Because you're better?
Wait a minute. You want me, Ted Bell, I own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
So what?
I'm the president of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. You want me getting on a crosstown bus with a disfigured midget and the scent of urine? No.
And yet you're not saying you're not better than anybody else.
No, I'm not saying I'm better. I'm saying that I don't do that.
Well, what does that mean, you don't do that, if you're not saying you're better?
Armani doesn't mix well with those people.
What's you just throw around a bunch of big names?
No, ma'am. I wear
Armani. Armani. So,
ma'am,
what?
You drive a Cougar. You probably pay $250 a month for the thing, right?
Not exactly.
Well, I'm close. Am I right?
No, you're not.
Armani.
You don't have a clue because your nose is so far.
No, ma'am. You've got me all wrong.
Sitting on that golden lining where you're not better than anybody
else.
No,
ma'am. You've got me all wrong. I'm just saying that Armani doesn't mix well in a hot box of bad breath and BO. All right.
And so what makes you think that the people that go to JCPenney's and buys their clothes or Burdine's or Macy's or whatever, that their stuff mixes any better?
wait a second. You go where?
JCPenney.
I didn't say I go anywhere. I said the common everyday person. The
common everyday person can ride a bus. They can.
Well, why does what she's asking is, why does their stuff mix better with BO and bad breath?
Those clothes, if you go to JCPenney, those clothes are made for rugged use. You can walk into a room full of sweat and BO, and there's not
a
problem.
You know what?
I tell you what you do.
I am not. I'm middle-aged. I'm 43 years old.
You got to do those
and
jeans.
And I cannot believe
that
there's actually people like you in this world.
Ma'am, I do
and
it.
And
seven figures a year.
Why you're so fortunate to have money, it's a shame.
No,
it
ma'am. I work my ass. I work my rear end off for everything that I have. I own a very successful business.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, because
I'm sure daddy helped you a lot, too.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I work my way up.
Owning his own business? Oh, yeah.
I worked my way up in that business. I did not inherit my father's business. I started my own restaurant. I'll tell you that right now. And I'll tell you something else, okay? I think that in life, we all get what we pay for and what we deserve, okay? Now, if you go to JCPenney for your clothes, or you go to Sears and you wear those tough skin jeans, you know the ones that are a little wide in the rear end? That mixes well in a BO area, all right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello?
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying? Sears clothes mix well in a BO-infested area.
You got it.
You know what?
Doesn't travel, okay.
Actually, people should feel sorry for you.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Feel sorry. I made $7 million last year. Feel sorry for me.
This builds your ego to be able to sit around
and say,
ma'am,
I've been in your position.
That's a very, very
look, my first car was a BMW 325i. I've been in your position.
So?
I know how it is.
You don't have a clue.
Thank you very much for your call this evening, ma'am. Carlton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, my name's Garrett.
Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
How are you doing, Garrett? I'm Ted Bell.
My main comment?
Yes, sir.
Is that I feel like I'm pretty well off. I'm triple middle class.
Yes, sir.
And if it's all that, I drive a Mustang. And I go to work every day. I live in rural Georgia. And I have to have my car every day. Gas prices hurt me. The price of gas is expensive.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
And it comes off of my yearly income. The thing is, if I wanted to drive a Jaguar, if I wanted to do that, I would. But I don't. I choose to have a nice house for my family, to care for the kids, and I choose to drive a Mustang because it's a good, comfortable car for me.
Well, absolutely. But you also have the option of a wonderful, and Mr. Hendry referred to it early in the show, wonderful public transportation in the Atlanta, Georgia area, BART.
That's not available to me. And the gas prices hurt. And, yeah, I pay the gas prices. I pay it because I have to. I don't pay it because I want to. I don't pay it because I like it. I pay it because
But you know that I could beat you off the line, don't you?
What?
You know I could beat you off the line with a Jag.
You know what?
Jag beats
cares?
Mustang.
If I wanted to drive
Jag beats Mustang.
Then I would. If I felt like a Jag
what are we
denoted
doing
the size of my penis, I think it's arrogant.
No, sir. I'm just saying the Jag beats Mustang.
What are you guys racing for pink slips? We're talking about the price of gas.
No, Mustang's a great car. Don't get me wrong.
We can talk about the price of gas.
I think it's
very arrogant to say I drive a Jag. If you can't afford gas, ride the bus. People have to have their car.
What else are you going to do? You going to complain about it?
No, I'm going to pay for the gas.
Price of gas isn't coming out.
A lot of people are going to do that, Ted. A lot of people are going to say, okay, price of gas is going to $1.75, $1.92. I got to pay it. I can't do anything else.
I don't have a choice.
Oh, boy.
I got to pay it.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's not kidding you. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to pay, and I'll probably cut down on a lot of my stupid driving, I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely.
I'll probably start taking the kids to school in the Honda instead of that stinking SUV that I got.
Well, I think you guys are nuts. I think you're both nuts. I think the two of you ought to team up and get into a urine-soaked bus.
I think you're arrogant.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm going to do.
I think you've gone too far, man.
I've gone too far.
You've turned it into disfigured. You're going to ride the bus. You're going to ride a urine-stinking bus.
I don't ride with the disfigured.
I don't feel
I'm
the
sorry.
Need to ride a urine-stinking bus. I feel the need to pay for the gas that I got to pay.
No, Henry's the guy. Henry's the guy that wants to go onto a bus and have a leper rub all over him. Okay.
What do you mean I want to go on a bus and have a leper rub all over me?
You're the guy that wants to take the public transportation. Have fun, pal. Have fun, not me.
That's not an option.
All right, it's not an option. Like this gentleman said, he lives in a part of the city where he doesn't have that public transportation. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Get on the bus and have the lepers rub all over me. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, you can watch their fingers fall off. Bill, I'm just saying that...
Yeah, I know. You don't do that. You don't get on the urine-soaked bus. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Hendry. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. We started out talking about the price of gas. It's gone up. Ted, you're taking an elitist point of view, saying that because you drive an XJR Jaguar and you do seven figures in income a year, you shouldn't have to ride the bus. You'll pay the price for gas.
Phil, I'm trying to say there's a difference between those of us who generate income and those of us who are riding on the bus. You know, you've got leprosy. You've got...
You know, I think you really owe an apology to bus drivers especially.
Why?
Because you're making it sound as if riding a bus is a trip into hell. You're making it sound that a great many wonderfully clean and efficient modes of public transportation, and you're talking about getting on a bus with urine soaked, and I wrote down your words here, the scent of urine and midgets, and the disfigured and the infirmed, leprosy. There hasn't been leprosy in hundreds and hundreds of years.
Bill, there is a chance you could get on the bus with someone who has active leprosy. Are you willing to rub up against somebody like that? I'm not, all right? I'll take my chance at $3 a gallon. Thank you very much.
I think you're very arrogant.
Well, I may be arrogant, but I've raised a family and a business on those principles. I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, you're Ted Bell.
That's right.
Here's Jacksonville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Jacksonville. Hello,
hello,
sir. Could you turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, my radio's down.
Thank you very much. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm calling. At first, I was upset with the guest there, but then I thought, you know, feel real sorry for him. Myself, sir, I made six figures on last year. My wife drives an Escalade just like you'll drive. I drive a Navigator. But it doesn't make me feel like I'm more important than anybody else. You know, you could be up today and down tomorrow, man. I mean, get it together. Your money don't make you. I mean, once your money gone, what type of character do you have?
Well, wait a minute. My mother built character by riding in the bus with the urine.
And yeah, your mother, well, what kind of testimony does that do for you? Just because you're riding in a Jag, don't make you. You're not immune to society, man. You need folks. You need people. Money don't make you.
Are you?
I mean, for you to sit here and say that you drive a Jag, you drive that don't say much for your character. Why can't you just stand on your character alone?
Wait a minute, sir. I build a business. I raise a family. I tried to make the point with the host, and he wouldn't listen to me. I said, I can't ride a bus because Armani is not wash and wear. I've got to be in my Jaguar.
Come on, man. Come on. You just blow that smoke. But it has its place. What's the big deal about Armani? I also wear Armani John.
Why are you lowering yourself to the common people? Be proud. You're not one of them.
I haven't forgotten where I came from. I mean, you could be up and then down, and your money could be gone tomorrow.
Are you
what
familiar
do you have a fan on if that happens?
But, sir, are you familiar with leprosy?
Of course I am. You haven't heard about leprosy since the Bible days, man. I want you to know that God says hi, he looks low. And you're not immune to anything. Things can happen to you, man.
Ted, the idea you can get leprosy on a modern-day bus is insanity, okay?
I'm saying you get on the bus, the people there don't have legs. They're missing a face. Just hear me out, sir. And Mr. Hendry,
okay.
I would appreciate it.
Okay, I've been listening to you all hour, but go ahead.
I drive an XJR Jaguar. It's a very unique car. Turbo 8, fully loaded, convertible. I enjoy it. All right, you can laugh if you want. My wife drives a Cadillac Escalade. $3.15 full service is what I will gladly pay so I can get my car fueled. Now, what I propose for myself and this gentleman in Jacksonville is the Diamond Lane becomes a premium gas lane. If you get your car gassed up in full service premium, you're the only one allowed to use the Diamond Lane. What do you think of that, sir?
I think it's ridiculous. Like I told you, my wife also drives a Escalade. I drive a Navigator. But that doesn't make me. My vehicle doesn't make me.
I bet you
I can stand on my carriage alone. Of course, I can afford to buy the gas. But still, yeah, I don't want to complain about it. I don't like for folk to make a killing over what's going on in the world today. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I don't want to make a killing out of it. I'll pay the gas. Everybody else rides the bus. They want to go there with the scent of urine.
Will you stop it with the scent of urine? Okay, as I said, you owe an apology to many bus drivers and people who maintain buses. There are a great many clean modes of transportation.
Name one.
What?
Name one.
BART in San Francisco is clean. MARTA in Atlanta is clean. Hell, the New York subways are clean, okay?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what? Really hope that you continue to keep your money. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen tragically and... I mean, you fall in some type of depression.
Look, I put it on my credit card.
You're one of those type of guys that take a gun and blow your brains out because you couldn't handle it.
Now, wait a minute. I put all my gas on my wax, okay? I put it all on the wax.
What do you mean you put it on the wax?
I put it on the credit card. That means that, hello?
Yeah.
Do you can I ask you a question, sir?
Yes, sir.
Do you play for the Jaguars?
Yes, I am. I'm familiar with the Jaguars. Yes, I am, very much.
Do you play for them?
Sir?
Do you play for them? Do you play football for them?
No, I don't play football.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind. I thought it was Fred Taylor for a minute. Now, listen.
All right. Okay.
You're not Fred Taylor, are you?
He's not Fred Taylor. All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. What is this, okay?
My son's a big Jaguar fan.
Okay. Here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I would just like to comment
on... And a Panther fan, too.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm interested in your character because there are three main characteristics that I see in your so-called character, and that's that you're uneducated and selfish and empty.
I am educated.
I
went to the University of Southern California.
I'm uneducated because you have an extremely narrow outlook on life and how you presume to...
Wait a minute. I went to the University of Southern California. I've got a college degree, ma'am.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
What do you mean uneducated?
I think that education...
How about the leprosy crack, for starters?
Well, exactly. What? I mean... Besides from that, and also trying to hide behind this gas argument, when really what you're trying to do is just establish a fundamental difference between yourself and everyone else.
Are you jealous?
I'm really interested in perpetuating that.
Are you jealous that you can't afford gas?
No, I'm certainly not, sir. I come from a really rich neighborhood in Miami, Florida. I drive an Acura. I have a StarTAC Motorola cell phone. Like, I go to a private school.
Acura's okay. It's not great, but it's okay.
That's good. You know, I'm glad.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I just think that your narrow outlook on life...
The Honda is what
really
it is.
Is really characterizing you as someone who's just not...
Absolutely. I think what I wanted to talk about the price of gas, not about you.
Phil, I was saying that people who can't afford the gas should take public transportation. Now, what's wrong with that?
Your argument has nothing to do with any of the points that you're conveying. You're conveying that you are better than everyone else.
I drive a Jaguar.
Well, that doesn't mean you're better than everyone else. What kind of contribution do you make to the world? Like,
wait a minute, did you hear
Albert
what I just
Einstein
said?
Or some neuroscientist, then I would say that, yes, you were making a valid contribution to the world.
So you want to sit with disfigured people on a bus? All it means is that I'm richer than everybody else. I don't have to sit there and rub up against a guy with dry leprosy.
That's so inaccurate, though.
Well, all right. Then maybe I do have to rub up against the guy with dry leprosy.
Besides the fact...
Have you ever tasted Ted's steak?
I'm
That's
sorry?
My contribution.